What are the sea of unholy creatures?
They're creatures that don't exist on the planet.
Like?
He better not say Filipinos.
Well, no, you're not a sea creature. You're a land creature.
Wait, I want to be a sea creature. I'm so proud to be a sea creature.
Yeah, please. But you're when I say wading through waters of with unholy creatures, is that what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah, unholy. Wading through a sea of unholy creatures.
Wading through a sea of unholy creatures.
Let's be clear. I'm pretty unholy.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear. You're a land creature for sure.
Let's be clear. Oh. I don't know how to walk even.
You can climb a tree like a motherfucker, though.
I sure can. For some mangoes, I sure will.
Yeah. And we got thick legs here, man. Love it.
Welcome home.
Okay, hold on. Thank you.
Welcome in.
Let me just get back into... And scene and energy. Energy. Positive energy. I take the glasses off. It's ridiculous. These glasses are ridiculous. People go, are they prescription? I go, no. Then they go, why are you wearing them? I go, because of fashion. And then they make a face. You know what I mean? But I'm getting old, so you have to put, like, you know, nice ornaments on the tree. Right?
I never thought about it like that.
Right? If you have a really bad tree, you put nice ornaments on
it. I think of you as like a Charlie Brown tree.
What does that mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
It's like half dying, not very leafy, but it speaks to the heart.
Oh.
Speaks to my heart, at least.
Thank you. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, we're back in town. We're back in town. I'm back in town. It's been weird being back, guys. It's like the whole time I was in Hungary, I was like, I can't wait to get home. And now that I'm here, I kind of miss Hungary a little bit.
What part do you miss?
I miss the smells of Edgar Ramirez.
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's,
hey, Bobby, tell me more.
He has a spicy smell about him, you know? And when he walks by, he's a soft guy, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got little hair on his forearms, soft guy. I just smell, like, you know, there's a mist. There's a sexual mist that he exudes from his body.
A pheromone.
Is that a pheromone?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I miss, that was the most pleasurable thing about the trip, because we talked about how, you know, he was your hall pass.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Right? So I didn't know he was in the movie.
Oh, so it was a surprise.
No, I think he was cast when I got there. Mm. Right? Or the deal closed. And then, so then I hear my friend, JLC, she goes,
oh, my God. Did he just abbreviate Jamie Lee Curtis?
No, I didn't abbreviate. I have a friend named JLC.
Who's that?
I don't know. She was in the movie.
Jesus L. Christ.
Jesus L. Christ. And she goes, Edgar comes in tomorrow or something. And I go, Edgar who? She goes, Edgar Ramirez. And I went, you have to understand. I go, he's in our movie?
Yes.
And JLC is like, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis was like.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah. She was like, yeah. And so I saw him in the lobby when he came in, and I went, that's my girlfriend's hall pass. But nowhere in my mind did I think, like, we were going to be friends.
Oh, man.
Because at that point, you know, when you go, so I'll just tell you. So when I got there, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a month and a half of sheer boredom. Because no one's going to want to hang out with me. And also on top of it, it's like, I'm barely in the movie.
Well,
like,
the first 2 weeks, you called me crying.
Yeah, I cried. It was like, I'm barely in the movie. I have like 6 lines here, 6 lines there, 1 line periodically, you know what I mean? But maybe 10 to 12 lines to the whole thing. And I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, so I'm thinking, you know, I'm like an extra, right? But I'm still in the Four Seasons with everyone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm not bragging, but it's like a castle.
Who's Hollywood now? Who's the most Hollywood?
I'm not Hollywood at all. I'm telling you that I'm not. You know what I mean? Hollywood would have been like, oh, I can't wait to go there to befriend all these people and live amongst the Hollywood elite. Mm. My thing is like, I got to combat these people and I got to survive. So that's not what Hollywood is. Right?
Wait, that's the hotel?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's a castle. That's literally the hotel. That's literally where I stayed for a month and a half.
That's a hotel.
That's a hotel. So when you walk in, you're like, bro, dude.
What?
See the first floor right there?
Yeah, is that you? Yeah. Is that your place?
Yeah. That's me right there. The lights out. Lights out. Yeah. And then JLC.
JLC
was right here. No, she's right here.
JLC's above you or next to you?
This right here has a balcony and a whole thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
So I'm in this castle, right? So you imagine, like, I'm checking in, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in this castle. Oh, no, like, I'll just tell you what happened. So this is how I knew I was, in the beginning, I thought I was fucked because, so I land, right, with Janina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's talented.
So good, yeah.
Janina and Cheyenne Jackson. I mean, this dude has it all. Cheyenne Jackson has it all, bro. Mm-hmm. The looks, dances. He can skip dance. Skip dance?
Tap dancing?
Tap dance.
Skip. Skip dancing.
Skip dance. I don't know. He could dance.
Can you
dance?
Show me what a skip dance would look like real quick?
Yeah. Ready? Skip, 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 dance.
That's a skip dance. So you can do that, but pro level. You know what I mean? And then, so we land, and there's a guy in a full-blown suit. And he goes to Janina, right when we get off the plane, and he goes up to Janina and goes, come with me, young lady. And then Cheyenne and I are just going with everyone else. Because
mm-hmm.
she has like a concierge limo kind of situation.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. Is when
she's VIP.
She's VIP,
yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
But then she goes, hey, well, Cheyenne and Bobby, just come with me. What's the big deal? Right? And the guy was like, I don't know if that's a part of the, you know what I mean? And she's like, They're in the movie. Just so we went in through the, like, we went into like a whole beautiful like lounge area.
Your first time VIP?
Yeah, I've never been VIP.
Oh, wow.
Right? This whole lounge area, and it's like, I'm like, oh, this is how they treat you. And also, you think this is gonna be my treatment through the whole thing? Like, I'm gonna be pulled along and tagged along. So then we go to the hotel, and you know that hotel. You go in, you're like, oh my God, this is gorgeous. And then something magical happened. Why are you making that face, baby? Am I being Miwo?
I just have a different account of events.
From
the magic didn't happen fast. The first 2 weeks was you calling.
No, that's not true.
10 times.
That's not true.
I'm so lonely.
That's not true.
I'm lonely.
That's not true. I'll tell you. The first 5 days was great,
mm-hmm.
and then the 2 weeks of me calling, going, "I'm going to kill myself."
Mm-hmm.
So that's I'm describing the first 5 days. No, because remember, I got the letter. That's describing.
Yeah.
So I get the letter from JLC.
She gave you a letter.
She wrote me a letter. It's upstairs.
Oh my!
She wrote me a letter. You know what I mean? Hey, let's. You know, she goes, "Welcome to the show." You know what I mean? My name is Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, Bobby. You know. Maybe we'll develop a relationship. I don't know what.
That's so sweet. Of her.
That's very sweet, nice, yeah. And it has, you know, her name on the like printed
just
on. The
also
thing.
Knowing what kind of guy you are and like how like nervous you get in these types of things, the fact that someone would like reach out and be like, "Hey, like,
yeah,
let's go get lunch."
Let me by the way, I'm not. She's better, a better person than I've ever met anyone else
in the industry.
In life.
Really.
In fucking life, bro. She's just, there's not a bad bone in her body, man. She's just like, she does back rubs. Like, you know how you're like hanging out at a lunch or something? And she'll just rub your back. Mm-hmm. And then a fucked up person like me will count how long she's rubbing you.
Oh, <God. laughs>
Because I'm like, in 20 more seconds, I'm out. Like, you know what I mean? If she keeps rubbing, I'm going to have to do something.
Like what? What would you do?
Or like, I'm going to go have a cigarette or whatever, you know what I mean? Or something.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, she's a rubber.
Motherly.
In a way motherly way. So she writes a letter, and then that night, she texts me. I don't know how she goes, lunch tomorrow at noon.
I love this already.
Mm-hmm. Why?
She's like so like a mother hen.
Yeah, and also it's like, imagine me being scared, me thinking I'm not going to be able to meet anybody. So I meet her at noon downstairs at the restaurant, and Janina's there, Cheyenne's there, and Penn Jillette's there.
He's in? Oh, wow.
You know Penn Jillette?
Oh, my favorite magician.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Babe. So Penn Jillette's there, and we just had this dinner, and then Kevin Hart walks by with his entourage.
Like 50 people.
Yeah, but they're like beautiful people. Mm. Okay? And his two bodyguards are a little suspect.
I love those guys.
Fuck those guys.
Remember what happened?
Yeah. Wait, they're a little suspect. They're bullies.
They're not. They were so nice.
I'll have to say, they're bullies.
Kalei likes
bullying. So this is during the 2 weeks that Bobby was very lonely, and he was eating in the, I don't know if Four Seasons would call it a cafeteria because it's a lot higher class than that, but yeah, they had like a restaurant in the hotel that you would eat mm-hmm. at free.
Everyone
right?
would eat there.
Mm. And so this is when he was really lonely, and he was really needing some type of like reassurance. And so he sees Kevin Hart's bodyguards, and he's already built some type of rapport with them. And so he FaceTimes me, and he's like, "Hey, babe, I'm eating over here." And he goes over to Kevin Hart's bodyguards. He was like, "Hey guys, I want you to meet my girlfriend." But as he turns the phone, I turn my phone to my cat's face. And so they're only looking at a cat.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Damn, dude, you into bestiality?"
And let me just say this. Damn. That was a running joke for a month.
Why?
Them saying it to everybody. And yo, that guy's fucking, he loves cats.
He was like, "He doesn't have a girlfriend, dude. He has a cat."
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so
I think that's where it started.
Were they the bullies or?
I think you were the.
Like, I think I was the bully.
You were the, you ignited it.
But it was such a perfect shot of Gunnar. Like, he was just kind of like this.
Yeah. So anyway, no, I love those guys. And so then that lunch happened. And then I went to shoot. And it was like, let's tell people what I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's a movie called Borderlands. And it's based on the video game. And Eli Roth is directing it. And it's got a lot of big people: Jamie Lee Curtis, Edgar Ramirez, Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, Jack Black plays Claptrap, the robot. And then there's Janina's in it, and she's saved my life, by the way. That girl, I love that girl. And then my little friend from England, Charles.
Charles. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Look.
Yeah, oh, I'm not in there.
Florian's in this? Oh, wow, guys.
Do you know Florian?
Yeah, he was in a Creed 2. He's jacked. He's huge.
Yeah, I like Florian. So that's it. So that's what was. That's in the movie. And that's who was in the hotel. And but then, so I went to shoot, right? So you go to this desert, and it's like thousands of people.
Oh.
Like extras. Like, and I play a soldier, right? Much like... See right below where Edgar Ramirez's photo?
Yeah.
That's basically what we're wearing.
Okay.
This red, like, stormtrooper suit. Metal, the whole thing. It's hot as fuck. And there's hundreds of us in the desert. And I'm wearing the... So they're like, "Put the helmet on." They put my head in a ponytail.
It was a beautiful ponytail.
Yeah, thank you. The helmet wouldn't fit.
Mm-hmm. Of course. They don't understand Korean heads.
Yeah. It's my head's too big for my body. And so they're like about to shoot. So the fucking wardrobe, they fucking start yanking out all the padding out of the helmet.
Oh, like last minute.
Last minute, just ripping all the head, right? They finally get on my head. What they don't realize is without the padding, they're just metal spikes.
Scraping your face.
Right? Scraping like this. Four metal spikes right here in my eye. Pushing my eye in. It's a heavy fucking metal thing. And as soon as it's on my head, I start getting a headache.
Oh,
right?
Man.
And I'm going, ow, right? And I'm sweating too. I'm sweating this, right? And the take takes for 20 minutes. It's like the people are just running with fucking machine guns and there's, you know what I mean? Spacecrafts,
yeah.
You know what I mean? All kinds of shit going on. Meanwhile, I'm with a gun in the desert with 100, and then the fucking sound guy goes, "You know, you're going to be wearing that helmet the whole time.
Oh my God, he thought you were an extra.
Yeah, and I go, what do you mean? He goes, even when you say your line, you're going to wear the helmet. I guess so no one's going to know I'm in the movie? And he goes, nope. So imagine for the first 6 hours, I'm in the desert with that information in my head, my head in pain, right, with the thing going, oh, this is hell.
Oh my God.
This is hell on earth. But also, I want to I want everyone to like me so desperately that I don't complain, right? I don't go, hey, you know, I think I'm gonna go blind,
I'm bleeding.
Yeah. So then at 6 hours later, they have a scene where me and Janina, I hand her a gun and I go, there's a creature, we should shoot it. You know what I mean? And I said it with the helmet on in rehearsal.
Yeah.
And then Eli comes up to me and goes, hey, man, why are you wearing the helmet?
Oh, you wore the helmet?
Yeah, because the sound guy
fucked you over.
Fucked me over for 6 hours.
My question was, why wouldn't you question that? Because they did your hair so beautifully. If you had to wear the helmet the whole time, why did they put so much effort into your hair?
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't come to my head because it's like, why are they like adjusting like one little tiny fucking nail on your shoe?
Yeah.
Oh.
You mean they're so like precise about everything? So I don't know. Right? But then, you know, Eli goes, you're not wearing the helmet. Come on, man.
I go, but the sound guy.
The guy.
Sergey.
You know what I mean? Sad. You know what I mean?
At this point, what were your eyes like?
I had like definitely like spots on my face, on my head. But I didn't wear the helmet again through the whole movie.
Poor babe.
And then.
There you go.
And then you're there for like 16 hours, just standing there in the desert. And then the next day, I think, okay, I'm going to stand in the desert still more. That's fine. But then all of a sudden they go, oh, we switch things around. We're doing your scene. And I don't know.
Oh, you don't know the line.
I don't know it.
Oh, man.
I don't know the scene. I thought it was next week. So they're switching it around. Let's go to the church because... And with Kevin's waiting for you to rehearse. So I'm just like, oh my God. And you go there and it's like hundreds of people, cameras, everyone's there.
Stressful.
Eli's there. And I rehearsed it and I fucking nailed it.
Good job, babe.
I nailed the first take. Then I shot one scene, like one take. And Eli just basically goes, just do another one. We got it. It's excellent.
Ooh. How Papa has grown.
And then he texted me that night, really cool. Is that my good? This is gross. We have to edit this.
No, this is great. I like this stuff as someone that.
No, I don't think you do. I think you're going to make fun of me.
No, I'm not.
So he literally texted me and he emailed me and he goes, I'm so glad I hired you. You killed it. And after that, I could talk to people.
I see.
Why are you smiling like that?
No,
you're acting gross. You're thinking that I'm saying something gross.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm just telling you the way it is, baby.
So wait, after that you got sad?
Then after that, they're like, all right, you have 2.5 weeks off.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? No. And I'm like...
Is that why I saw you on Skyrim all the time?
Yeah.
He's back on Skyrim. Yeah.
I was like, I wanted to play Warzone.
No. I'm done with the Warzone, by the way, for the rest of my life.
Why? What happened?
You quit.
Because I brought my PlayStation out to fucking Hungary, and I was like, oh, you know, one of those days, the first day off I had, I go...
Can I explain the phone call? About how you were done with Warzone.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
Babe, I'm calling to let you know I'm done. I'm like, what are you done with? I'm done with Warzone. I swear to God, I'm like, what happened? I don't know. I was just hanging out. I got shot in the head 15 times.
No, that's not what it that's not what it is.
Rage quit?
That's not what it is.
It wasn't that?
No, it was, I'm playing multiplayer and I'm in the world. All of a sudden, there's a sniper. He shoots me down. Mm. Okay, you know what I mean?
Respawn.
10 seconds later, sniper.
Mm.
I died like 20 times, 15 to 20 times in a row from a sniper. And I just literally went, yeah, this is not fun. I'm not good. And then, you know, I go, you know, no, what I did was I go, you know what? Maybe I'll get smoke bombs.
I just keep throwing them on the ground.
Yeah, so I throw a smoke bomb down, right? And you know what I mean? I'm crouched, right? And the smoke dissipates. And then I die.
You just and waited for it to dissipate?
Oh, you run in circles too sometimes. You'll run in a circle. They're so good, you're dead.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm done forever. I haven't played it in like a month.
Wow.
So I played Skyrim again. And then Janina, Gavankar. How do you say her last name?
I think that's correct.
Gavankar?
Yeah.
She was in a movie with Ben Affleck, the movie before. We know Al Madrigal, the basketball movie.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, this girl literally saved my life because she plays my commander in the movie. And she had basically the same days off that I had. And we just hung out for 2.5 weeks.
It seems like she also played a commander in your real life in Hungary.
Yeah, she's like, let's go to a fucking
escape room.
We went to like 6 escape rooms a day.
6?
How many escape rooms does Hungary have?
It's like a Starbucks. It's like they have it every
really?
What kind of market is this?
That's, well, apparently that's where it started.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like intricate. And I suck at it and I may never do it. I'll probably never do it again. I did it with Edgar a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very good.
Oh, did you ever tell Edgar about?
No. So what happened was Edgar, too, had like a week off.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he's just like, there he is, my man.
My boy.
My boy. And then he goes, give me your number. And I gave him a number. And then like, every time I look at him, I'm like, God, this just gives me so much joy. That Kalila will never meet this guy. Like, I have a better chance of hooking up with this guy.
I've already met him, Dum Dum.
Where?
We were at a party, and you were talking to a bunch of other people, and he was at the bar.
Right. Yeah.
And I was at the bar, and we locked eyes, and I immediately was like, oh, my God, that's Edgar Ramirez. I turned around and walked the other way.
Yeah, and I brought that up to him. He doesn't remember.
Such a jerk.
FYI, you know what I mean? I go, do you remember my girlfriend at the CAA party? He goes, he doesn't remember. My point is this, okay? Don't get angry. My point is that there were times where him and I would just be in his hotel room watching movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where we got, like laying around.
What a sad world that my fat boyfriend has a better shot at getting with my hall pass
in a hotel
than
room.
I ever
in a
will.
Hotel room.
Yeah, in a fancy Four Seasons in Hungary.
I have it on tape.
That what? I know I saw.
What?
I saw.
I know, but did you?
You telling him that.
Did you see it? Did you guys see it?
No.
He goes, no way.
Did you send it to Gilbert?
This is getting, I don't want to talk about this movie the whole time, fucking time.
People have kind of been waiting, though.
All right, so here's one stressful moment.
I just want to before we move forward, I just want to say, while I, your proximity to Edgar Ramirez makes him no longer my hall pass.
Good.
Oh, that was and strategy.
That was my goal.
Yeah.
That was my goal.
Because as soon as there is a connection. Because
he's my hall pass now.
Oh, you traded?
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty hot. He's got a big head. I like it.
Well, also the likelihood of me having sex with Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Far greater than the likelihood of you having sex with my Portman.
And then me same with Edgar Ramirez.
Wow. Works
out that's
everyone.
I believe that.
Thank you.
1,000%.
Accept it.
I think
that mine could happen faster because you don't know Natalie Portman.
But can I just say this?
Yeah.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Soon as you're done, right, doing your stuff with him,
you can suck the cum.
I will suck the shit out of you.
Suck.
That's you
can
how you
suck
get her
my
suck.
Cum out of his asshole.
You can basically.
No. No.
Yeah.
I'm
you
going
can
to
suck my warm cum out of his fucking dong dong.
No.
Yeah.
I could. No, I was just saying that I'm open to you having that experience and that I've reconciled with the fact that my fantasy has been popped.
Would you like to put out a new male a hall pass?
Yeah, I think I'm going to.
Please do, because I will meet him.
That's
before you. So, Andy, throw it out there. I will meet him. I'm the fucking hall pass fucking conduit.
The hall pass monitor.
Yeah, I'm a monitor.
So,
go ahead.
Hall monitor.
Two of them. Yeah. So I want Mahershala Ali.
Done. That's going to be my best friend. Go ahead.
He's going to be a blade.
Mahershala. And then second is Cillian Murphy as Thomas. Ooh.
I bet you money I'll meet him before you.
I just have a feeling I'd get along with both of them.
I have a feeling that I'll meet them before. And I have a feeling that, you know what I mean, you'll be sucking my cum out of their asses.
Why? Your cum always in their ass.
You know what? I'll take secondhand cum.
All right. So then here.
Fuck.
So.
It's a good bad.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird.
Weird, guys.
It's getting weird, guys. So here's a cool thing was one. But see, here's the Kate Blanchett thing was like, this is the last time I'm ever going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that there's just something about, because I'm such a big fan of hers. There's just something about her being there and talking to you that is just like, it's just not, it's kind of like, you just want to get out of the situation.
What do you
She's
mean?
She's so sweet.
Oh.
And nice. I just don't want to say the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it got to the point where one time we were at lunch and she was sitting next to me and Josh Hartnett was sitting next to me. And for 3 hours, we just laughed. It was cool, man. I had some really cool moments on that movie, man. And when I got back, I was just like, I'll never see these people again.
Jules and Kalilah.
Yeah.
We're losers.
I mean, the wedding list is growing longer.
What do you mean?
You invite all these people.
Oh, my God.
All the Borderlands?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah,
honestly, be real.
Yeah.
If you put out a wedding invite now, how heartbroken would you be if, like, all of them turned it down?
They probably would. I don't expect it. I expect it already. Because everyone's busy and all that stuff. And it's like, I'm more of a visitor. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Do I have a great podcast and a good vibe going on in my life? Yeah. I love this vibe. I love all three of you. Right? And this is my family. And this is what I do. Right? I see the red.
What's the red?
Andrew Santino.
Oh. Right? Oh, speaking of which.
No, but let me just finish my point.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says that I see the red and I enjoy what I have with him and I enjoy what my life is. You know, this is my life. And every once in a while, you know, you get invited to do other things and you just take it in. It's life. I'm 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I'm just showing for the audience.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do? I'm going to superimpose my face on Janina's face. I'm going to frame it.
I think you could. Oh, also, one last thing I want to say is that there's a young girl. There I am. That guy, Ben Davis, good dude.
That guy, there you go.
That's hot.
Wow, babe.
What?
The Hollywood pop.
The one last thing I want to say, and I don't want to talk about the movie ever again, is there's this young girl, though, on it named Ariana Greenblatt. Bro, this girl is so fucking talented. It bothers me.
How old is she?
She's
like 14, right?
14 or whatever. But she's so confident and so good. Like, she just did a movie with Adam Driver, you know what I mean? Where she was the co-star. She's doing adult films as a young girl. And it's like, she's got a bright future ahead of her. That's us doing escape rooms.
Good for her being with all these adults.
Her parents are cool. That's my friend Charles. Anyway, there's Emmy, Ari. So that guy, Ari and Emmy, they do. So that guy right there, right? That guy right there and the Asian lady.
Yeah.
Emmy, they did Morbius.
Oh, Sony's Spider-Man.
Yeah, so they did Ghost in the Shell. They do all these gigantic.
Looks like you'll be having some reunions pretty soon.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're in this and...
I know, but those are two people, it's good to know them because they do these gigantic, you know what I mean?
Blockbustery,
$150 million movies. So that's it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Hey.
Thank you.
I'm excited. That's awesome.
Good to be back.
Out in theaters, whenever. I don't know.
Yeah.
My life has not been as exciting. In fact, it has been a dreadful.
I know.
Dreadful
well, what you're going through is the polar opposite.
Polar opposite.
I believe... Well, can we talk about stuff?
No. Stuff? We shouldn't. We shouldn't talk about it.
Can we just vaguely go around it? Can we just vaguely go around it?
I'm going to vaguely make a statement.
Right now?
And my statement is that...
Say it to the camera.
Holy shit. I didn't know it could be this bad. But let's leave it at that.
Okay. I want to let you know.
Yeah.
Is I view your situation as you're in the big leagues now.
There's nothing big. I got big leagued. There's nothing big league about us.
No, just listen to what I'm saying, okay? Forget the big league analogy because I don't know where to go with it.
Small, medium league.
Yeah. Know. No, I'm just saying that like you're in a game, right? And you're up to bat, right? And sometimes the pitches are weird, right? Sometimes you'll hit it. Sometimes, you know, you'll strike out, right? But the key is to keep batting because you're going to hit one. And you're going to hit a home run. And I think that that's the most important thing. Like, I'll be honest with you. My pride, I have such great pride when it comes to you. Because, and I've been talking to other people, like my agents and other people about you. And I just, and never in my life did I ever date a woman that I would see, that I felt was my my equal.
Oh, that's not a good thing to say.
No, not in the sense that, not in the sense that, like, you know what I mean? They're all great, right? But it's somebody that I can spar with, right? Someone that I can spar with and I'll probably lose, right? But somebody that, like, takes, you know what I mean, the little bits of opportunity, right? And you work hard and you make those little things into, you know, little seeds and they grow. And what you did while I was gone, we don't want to get into details about it, but was very brave and impressive. And everyone said it. Like, everyone that I talked to was like, God, your girlfriend is amazing. And I go, I know. She's a beast. And it's like, you know, you and I want to produce things with you. I want to create things with you. And I know we're going to make some magic. Some of it might not work. You know what I mean? But I trust you on every level. So I'm just super, I look up to you and I'm enamored by you. And I'm just very lucky to have you in my life.
That's so sweet.
And I'm being real. So lucky. I won the lottery.
Oh, come on, sweetie. Bring
it. No, I don't want to touch you. I don't want to touch you, but I feel that.
But you,
I won the lottery with you.
I hate having these like gross, cheesy.
We're not.
Like,
not
real.
Say it. I don't want to hear yours because yours is going to be like.
I need to say it.
Here we go.
It's hers are really
good. I need to say it.
They're really good.
Yes, I take small, tiny seeds.
I thought you were going to give me a compliment.
And I water them, right?
I thought you were going to give me a compliment.
But I can't do that without soil. You're my soil.
She's good. She's good.
I'm fucking dirt, guys.
Really good.
You're the dirt.
I'm the fucking dirt.
You're the dirt that
yeah.
I needed for my seeds to grow.
Good fertilizer. Yeah. Good fertilizer.
So what have you guys been? How's being dad?
Oh, real good. Kid's getting cuter every day. Super. He's got a large...
Did he speak yet?
He says a goo.
A goo, what does that mean?
It's just the first words they can say.
Oh.
So he starts to have little conversations.
Is there recognition there?
It's fun because he's like makes eye contact now.
Ooh.
Oh, right. So he knows who you are.
Yep.
Do you feel that or no?
Well, I'm the one of the two people who takes care of him and sometimes gets him to stop crying by giving him a binky. Yeah.
He will cry?
Oh, come on. Yes.
Oh, come on, bud. Yes.
That's a dad.
Yeah. So he does cry. But is let me ask you something because this is what I hear. Is the love real deep?
Mm-hmm.
Beyond, like, yeah. like in terms of things that you've loved in your life,
of all the things you've
of all the things like food, because I love pizza, right?
I like it more than pizza.
So. Oh, you love it more than pizza? Yeah. Okay,
that's all he needs to know.
How about your car?
Ooh.
Have you ever had a good car that you loved?
Yeah. I like my car at the moment.
Yeah. Do you love your baby more than your car?
I would trade my car for my baby.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
How about this? Let me ask you this, and this is a good because
okay,
would you trade your own life for your baby?
Probably. I think I think there's just the natural, like, if there was a split second decision.
No. Not split second.
Oh, just a choice.
I'll give you the I'm a doctor.
You have a year long.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, I hate these big scenarios.
I know this is just all right. Well, let's just try it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor and I go, good news and bad news.
I'll be your wife.
Yeah. The good news and bad news. Good news is that your son, has this illness, but we have a complete way to treat it.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. No?
I hate these scenarios.
I know. Let's just try it. Can I just finish it?
Let's see what kind of dad he is.
Right? The bad news is that...
I get defensive.
Bad news is that, you know, we have to use your life essence to save your baby, and you're going to have to die.
Can I have other kids?
No, you're going to be dead. What are you talking about? You can't have a ghost dad?
No. If I live, does it take my...
No, you're dead. It's we have to. You're gonna die to save your baby's life. It's life.
If I'm alive, can I have like 5 more kids?
Oh yeah.
I'd still sacrifice myself for this one. He's damn cute.
Oh, that answer alone.
That's it.
Here's how I know.
Well, you wouldn't?
Huh?
You wouldn't?
Of course I fucking would. I'd do it for my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. Like, when I love in a way that is just probably very unhealthy.
I would have a second question, though, to the doctor. My doctor, it would be like,
all right, so hey, your baby has a disease. Yeah. I can't get into specifics, but we need your life essence.
Okay.
And you will die to save your child.
And my follow up question is this, and this is probably going to sound weird.
It's okay.
Is it going to hurt?
That's an important question.
When we remove your life essence, it will hurt you. You will be in excruciating pain, something you've never felt before.
How long?
So there's two methods. The only method we have available is the 3-day one. There is a quicker pill, but we ran out.
You don't have a 48-hour one?
I'm sorry, we have a 3-day one.
We ran out of our barbiturates.
You don't have a two? Does Pfizer have a one?
I'm sorry, we relocated to other countries.
Oh, really?
It's a 3-day.
It's a 3-day one. Agonizing. So you're saying that?
You tell me, what's the most agonizing thing in your mind? You would think
a metallic helmet on my head without any padding.
Well, it's like that, but worse.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, now where will I be? Can I do it at home?
No, actually, we do it in front of people.
Oh, you do it? It's a showcase.
We bring your closest friends and family.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? Can I be on drugs for it?
You know what? I'll give you that.
Oh, I can have opiates?
You can have opiates, but it will add 2 more days.
5 days.
5 days of excruciating
pain. 5 days.
I'd rather take 5 days with opiates.
Why wouldn't that be an option before? I
wanted to test you.
All right, okay.
Also, just like OD on the opiates, be gone.
Oh, that's a good point.
First day, one and done.
So, I would do it. Wow. Okay, let's do it. I mean, because it's like...
You have to.
Because the alternative is no, and then you're that guy. Everyone knows. You didn't save your kid? That's fucking weird. And like, I know, but here I am, guys. Let's go bowling.
Yeah, no one wants to hang, no, no one's no wants to hang out with that guy. With you, yeah.
But if I had to choose between you and a 2-month-old baby I had, I'd choose you. I'd be like, no, you're not doing that.
Why?
Because I love you more than that baby.
Baby, you can't say that.
I do. I'm sorry. I've known that baby for 2 months.
So basically what you're saying...
You're an entity with a whole set of 50 years of experience that I've loved for a decade. I don't want to lose you.
That is sweet. But you might fall in love with your child because you'd be the mother.
Yeah, but look...
I would have to tell you. I would be like, listen, sweetie.
No, I don't want to live without you. We lost a child to a grave disease, and I'm sorry that that's just the cards that were dealt, but I'm not going to lose you. Or sorry that this happened to our child. We're going to grieve. It's going to hurt, but I'm not going to lose you.
Yeah, but I would make you do it.
God damn it.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're going to do it. I don't care. We're saving the kid.
So you want me to die?
No, me. You're saying that you don't want...
No, hold on. What if the life has to come for me?
I'll ask you, what do you want to do?
And then I'm going to say, I want to save my child.
Then let's do it.
And then you wouldn't stop me.
No, because that's...
You fucked yourself up.
No, shut up. No, shut up. Let's shut up. Shut the fuck up. No, let me ask you.
Kalalo's the best at this.
I know. Let me ask you something, honestly. Okay? You just said
I was a seed planter.
I just asked you.
Kill the seed planter.
I just asked you, what do you want to do?
I said you were my soil.
Yeah, I asked you, what do you want to do? Because if you said, I want to live, then I'd be like, that's your choice. So bye, baby. But you said that you would want to risk your life. So then I'm like, let's do it.
Because I would feel pressure. And then you'd have to be the person of sound mind to be like, Kalila, no. Like, we need you.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I read the report wrong. Actually, your baby's going to be fine. So we're good here. You guys don't have to do this anymore.
This is a weird scenario. I'm sorry.
It's good.
I'm sorry,
baby. You want me dead.
No, I don't. I just asked you.
The seed planter.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about this therapy.
So your son, any problems with him?
Oh, my God, Bobby, will you get off this topic?
No, I don't want to. We can edit it. Any problems with him?
No, he's great. He's got a 99th percentile head because he's half Korean. So,
Okay. How about you, Gilbert? So how you're getting married?
I got engaged. I was inspired.
I know that.
Inspired by George Kimmel, and I did it. Just pulled the trigger.
And so when is that going to happen?
Her parents' wishes are don't do it anytime soon.
Oh God.
Because of COVID. They would want like family from countries.
Oh, right. Yeah, wait a couple years.
But I'm thinking we would do it in Hawaii so everyone can have a fun trip.
Yeah.
Well, destination weddings are a little bit tricky, but I think that you
Is there anything
What?
Is there any scenario?
Oh my God. He brings the doom, guys. Yes. Prepare yourself.
Is there any other scenario in the future that it wouldn't happen?
Like what?
No.
That the wedding's off?
No.
There's no scenario.
No, there's a scenario that would have happened in that 4 years. That was the tumultuous part, was getting to know each other, all the therapy.
Can I give you another scenario?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just give you a scenario.
But be a doctor in this situation.
No, I'm not a doctor. I'm a producer.
No, I'm going to stay with my wife.
All right, you didn't even hear my fucking thing.
You're going to say like Borderlands 2.
No, just listen to my fucking deal, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, take the meeting.
Okay. Wait,
you got to take the meeting with the producer.
Well, give me like, I need a name, what company?
My name is John Leibowitz.
Very familiar. Huh?
John Leibowitz.
Standard, yeah.
And I work for Kaboom Productions.
Oh,
John Leibowitz, Kaboom Productions.
It's a cleaning product.
All right. Cabazanza.
There we go.
Cabazanza Productions.
There's money there.
So come into the meeting. Hey, Gilbert, sit down.
Oh, thanks, man.
Huge fan of your work. In fact, you know, I just think that there would be no Tiger Belly without you.
Oh, don't tell Bobby that. He'll kill me.
I know. He's terrible, but the foundation is definitely you. And
thank you.
You know, I listen every week, and my family listens every week because of you.
You're great. Thank you so much.
And I just, big fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I looked at your all your work, you know, your YouTube work, and I saw some of your Chicago work too.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, when you were singing that song.
Ah, damn.
When you gained a little weight, you were singing that song.
I'm getting there
Amazing.
Now.
Amazing.
Thank you.
And listen, I'll tell you something. And also,
give it to him straight, babe.
I'm gonna tell you.
I'm sorry. Do you have another producer here? Are you the seed planter?
I am. Yeah.
It's the seed.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I want to just cut to the chase. What we want to do is we have all these franchises, you know, we've got the rights and the IP of IP. Is that the right word?
Of
some of these franchises, and we want to make huge movies, and we just don't like your wife or your fiance.
My fiance, yeah.
Yeah, and we just think that because we want you to make you a leading man.
What's her name?
We don't know. That's how.
Oh, so you don't.
That's how much I dislike.
You don't know if you
her.
Like her or not. You don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I don't like your tone. I'm a producer, John Leibowitz here.
You're a fan of my work. I'm the heart and soul.
Thank you for the meeting.
The beating.
I'll see you later. I'll see you later.
I'm sorry. Let me hear your proposal. I apologize. Go ahead.
You don't talk to a producer like that, right?
I'm sorry.
You can talk to him any which way you want, Gil.
Okay. Thank you, Seed Planter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We want you to be the lead. We don't want you to be married. We want you to be single. And, you know, in order for this deal to go through, we give you a 6-picture deal.
Oh, that does sound
And these are $200 million movies, and you know,
okay,
and we have Chris Pratt on a couple of them.
Favorite.
Yeah, yeah, we've got. Okay.
But you're billed first.
You're billed first.
Above Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Above Chris.
The Rock.
Yeah.
In a couple of them, he's gonna play the nemesis. You're billed first. So in order for you to sign the 6-picture deal, also plus you're gonna make points on the movie, the back end.
Love it.
And we're also gonna give you $20 million a movie.
Wow.
That's almost as much as...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 20. So that's 20 times 6. You did the math.
Can you do it? I don't know how to do
it. I don't
that.
Need...
We don't know.
Yeah.
I feel... Because I know
million.
Your fiance, she's going to be like, take the fucking deal. I'll meet you 10 years from now in Taiwan.
That's kind of how
with
it would play out.
Swimming as a fucking billionaire.
But we can't catch you with her in anything or the deal's through. We can't catch you with her in any public setting. You
run a tough bargain, John. This is really enticing.
So we'll give you 6 hours to decide.
Sure.
All right. So what are you gonna do?
So on this 6 hours, please play Cindy.
Oh, okay. Wait, are you telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, fiance.
Yeah. What did they say?
So literally, I'll just put it out there. They want to offer me all this money. It's 60 times, or it's 20 times 6. I don't know how much that is, but it's a lot of money. I'm gonna be billed above Chris Pratt, your favorite.
I love him.
We cannot be together anymore.
I mean, what does that
mean? I would be willing to be with you still and turn this down, my life's dream. Are you okay with that?
I mean, what does that even mean? Are we going to be able to like have sex, hold hands, kiss?
We cannot have... I didn't ask about... One second. John?
Yeah?
Can I have sex with my...
No!
I can't have sex with you. I can't have sex with you. You will never see this foreskin again.
And for how many years?
10 years.
Take the deal.
Will you wait for me? Yeah, I'll take that as a yeah. Hey, John, I'll sign the papers.
Yeah, okay, good.
If I'm being, yeah, we would. I would talk to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she's in.
So there is.
There is a, yeah.
There is a way.
Hey, want to kill your baby? Leave your wife? Who are you, Satan?
There is a way. Sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
I like devil's advocate, though. It's good.
Yeah, we're just having to, I'm testing, you know.
That's true.
Your morality and your value system.
I already, if it was turned on you and that same question was posed,
yeah,
I don't even, it'd be the quickest decision of your life.
No, that's not true.
Yes.
I'll tell you why it's not true. Can I tell you why it's not true? Because at the level that I'm at now is exactly where I want to be. There's nothing that's above it that I'm interested in or I desire. I don't want it. I don't want to be like Kevin couldn't hang out in any of our lunches or anything like that just because of security reasons and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
Like he just wasn't around. He's so busy too.
Yeah.
That he's doing like, oh no, at 6 o'clock, I have to do my radio show from 6 to 11 and then I have to do rewrites. I mean, he's just constantly busy. Mm-hmm. He's like The Rock. I heard The Rock is like that as well, right? And it's like work comes for. I'm not like that. I'm not made up like that. I don't want that. This is the level that I want. I love the fans listening right now. I love you guys. I really do. I fucking love you guys. And I love where I'm at. So it's like, no, I wouldn't take it. Why would I need? I feel like a millionaire as it is.
Yeah.
Because I am one.
Borderlands coming out 2022. Borderlands.
I'm kidding. But you know what I mean? I'm kidding.
I want to set the record straight.
I got no money.
I want to set the record straight about something.
Yeah.
On Bad Friends, you said that there's this new guy who came into our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you painted him out to be somebody that, like, it's just new and random. And then Andrew suggested it was someone that I dated.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to set the record straight.
You don't have to.
I love your little fucking fabrications that you do
for
Bad Friends.
Uh-huh.
But I've known one of my best friends.
Say his name.
Corey. Since high school.
Love him.
He also was our roommate for a decade.
Okay.
And also,
I don't want to get in a fight.
He's
with
also
you,
known so Juliana. He's been to the Philippines multiple times, and he's known Juliana since she was 4 years
old. Okay, when Juliana says that she likes him, right, as much as she likes me, that's where I draw the fucking line. Okay, go ahead.
Also, she said she likes him because he's funny.
Oh no!
See,
which he is. He's hilarious. Organically, bro. Just one of the funniest people I've ever been around.
Okay, to you.
What is the context?
To you.
Okay, but back up. The context
Let me just say, thank you, George.
Can we roll the clip on Bad Friends?
yeah, okay.
Right?
So I want to say, all right, he's hilarious to you.
Right.
Okay? It's like, you know how many times, as a comic, I've been at clubs, and I've met people go, oh, man, I have a friend named William Cho, he's hilarious, just like you. He cracks everyone up at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not funny, though.
But see, Corey doesn't try ever to be funny. He is himself.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
Here's where a non-negotiable for me. Corey is not a friend. He's my brother. I've been through life with him since I was a teenager. And so you can't go ahead and have these competitive feelings about him because he's a non-negotiable. I'm keeping him in my life forever.
And
he's not a new person.
I also, I am welcoming him into my life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what I'm saying. I'm just bringing it up for comedy purposes.
But the fabrications are
deep. There's no fabrications.
Is there one fabrication?
Yeah, give me a fabrication. Exactly.
You said... You said that I've only known him for 2 months.
Okay. It's, again, a comedy fabrication.
Okay. Oh. But that is a fabrication. Just one.
All comedy is a fabrication.
Everything about you is a fabrication. All stories are fabrications.
Yeah. Everything that I say on this mic, right, goes through a channel of fabrication.
Okay.
Yeah. Channel 5, yeah.
Right? It goes through a thing in my head.
You're a fabric softener.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah. Right? But my point is I have nothing against your best friend and your brother, Corey, who's the Robin Williams of Long Beach or whatever you want to say, right?
Is that what they say?
Long Beach?
wherever he's from, right?
I went to high school in Pasadena.
I love the guy,
yeah.
Right? I just find it offensive that Jules likes him as much as me. That's all.
You want to be the number one in her life.
It's just not that. It's just that it's...
Are there other comedians that you would be okay with that she liked ahead of you?
Comedians? Oh, yeah.
What's the list for that?
Well, Jules loves John Mulaney, and he will not have it.
Oh, okay.
That's only because of the tweet thing.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay.
What tweet thing?
When John Mulaney went to rehab,
yeah.
Right? And everyone made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
And I said, I tweeted,
that's a good one.
I've been to 4 rehabs and no one gives a fuck.
That was
right,
a good tweet.
Right? So that was the last real comedy tweet that I did.
Yeah.
Right? And then I got off of fucking Twitter for 6 months.
That was what did it?
That's what did it. That closed the door because the visceral comments afterwards, like, that's because you're not funny, dude, to me, right? John Mulaney's like an A-list comic. You're C-list, you know what I mean? It just went on and on and on. And I was just like, I was just making a joke, but anyway, I'm going to get off of Twitter because this is very hurtful. You know what I mean? So, you know, I like John Mulaney. I know John Mulaney. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And if I was at the fucking Third Street Promenade and Mulaney walked by, we would talk and stuff. I like the guy.
Yeah.
Right? And he likes me. That's fine. It's just that the fucking...
toxic Twitter.
It just got like really volatile. And then people are like, after that, we're like questioning my acting ability and all this fucking stuff. Like,
what?
Yeah, you're a terrible actor and all this stuff. And I was just like, I don't need this in my life.
And then to top it off, you come home and Jules is like, Tito, I love John.
Yeah. And then when she did that, I was just like, okay, I just don't need this in my life right now.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think John Mulaney, he's one of those guys, when I see him at the clubs and stuff, I sit down and I'm in awe. Even fucking Joey Diaz said this. In front of me, Joey Diaz goes, I wish I could write like that guy. Mm. That guy's writing is at the next level, and I'm giving him all the props. But he is, I don't like elitist comedy, and you know that. I don't like elitist anything.
What does elitist comedy mean?
There's just it's like this. It's like, you know, you see all these comics, people below me and above me or at the same level, have done Conan as a guest, like, you know what I mean? Has done Fallon, all these things. I never get asked to do those things because I'm not a part of, I don't think, and it's probably in my head, that elitist, you know what I mean, comedy vibe. It's like, you know, I'll just say it, fucking Poehler, Meyer, and they're all in this thing, bubble, above. And I'm just like this, you know, edgelord.
You're so ridiculous. Millionaire.
Edgelord millionaire. Okay. That's what I am. I'm for the people, baby.
My fears have come true.
No, my point though is I didn't even know what edgelord means.
It sounds good.
But I'll tell you.
I hate the way he does this too. He calls me from Hungary. He's like, babe, I'm really not having a good day, but what does edgelord mean? And I was like, why? Someone called me an edgelord. No, I like the way it sounds.
Not just one person. 8 people. Thank you.
Weren't you also called a butterfly?
Yeah. Didn't Gina call you a butterfly all?
Yeah, she called me a butterfly.
And what happened?
That's a compliment. Wow.
But it was more in the script.
Oh.
Oh, it was part of the script.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was just randomly.
It was just a bit that I did. I kind of took what was in the script and I said it out loud.
Yeah.
In a different form. It worked. But my point is that sometimes I lie, and I lie to win. Everyone knows that.
Mm.
So let's go back to this thing, okay? So what have we learned today? I'm an edgelord millionaire. Okay? That I think Corey is hilarious.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I want to say this. I know how important he is to you, and I'm going to do everything I can to accommodate him in terms of my heart, in terms of, like, you know what? I have a lot of defense mechanisms because of just, you know, being an edgelord
millionaire. Being an edgelord millionaire.
No, you just, as a comic, you have defenses and you can't let everyone in. You can't. That's a fact. You can't let everyone in. But with him, it's like there's a special lane that all he has to do imagine this, the yellow brick road, all right? There's a little yellow brick road that I paved for him, right, into my heart. He just has to follow the fucking road. If he diverts, he's not going to get in.
You're just a natural hazer.
I'm the best.
Mm.
And I love you.
Are you also Rose Namajunas?
Yeah.
Say it again.
What?
I'm the best.
I'm the best. You know what, though? I learned a lot when she said that.
Totally. Yeah. You gotta, you kind of walk into an octagon and believe otherwise. And the fact that you say it out loud and you become what you say you are.
And this is gonna sound gross, but maybe, I don't know, but you know that when I was talking about the first scene I did, when they said, oh, we're shooting your scene right now, and I didn't know, the only thing I said is repeatedly in my head is, you belong here, you belong here, you belong here, you belong here, you belong here. And I said that to myself 100 times while I was walking to the set.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there's a part of me that doesn't belong, feel like he belongs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a part of me that feels like this is all a sham and they're going to see through it. But that's not true. Yeah. Those things aren't true. These are things that I built, these old tapes that I fucking recorded in my mind, that I keep playing over and over again, that aren't even fucking true.
Well, for you, someone, for people like you and I, like, we think self-deprecation is funny, so we shit on ourselves a lot. The problem is that our body,
yeah,
doesn't understand when we're joking or when we're being real. So it's like all of those negative, even joking negative self-talk,
yeah,
we become that because we're not able to decipher what's real and what's a joke. So we have to be careful about our self-talk. We have to be careful about the things that we tell other people about ourselves, even if it's, you know, funny.
I did a movie called Heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never said this before. And I had like a little chunk of dialogue that was kind of a mini monologue. And I remember I was in my... And I had spent all night memorizing this. I was so nervous. And I took like 6 beta blockers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Because I was so nervous.
Dangerous.
I know, so dangerous. And I remember in my head going, you're going to eat it. You're going to eat it. This is going to be terrible. You're going to eat it. And when they said action, nothing came out of my mouth.
You ate it.
And they cut the scene out of... Yeah. I was in that... Not that one.
Oh, not that hard.
Heartbreakers.
Oh,
I wanted to watch that one. Yeah, Gene Hackman,
H-E-R-D,
Jennifer Love
Hewitt. Yeah, that.
Sophie Monk, Cameron Richardson, Tia Carrera.
Hey, I was in it.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Chris Kattan's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, Tia Carrera has the same face as me.
So I was in that movie, and I remember having a monologue, and I froze so bad that the director was like, do you need a second? And I literally said, I can't do this right now. And they cut it out. I'm barely in the movie. My point is that, and I'm no longer doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I wouldn't have any of this stuff without Tiger Belly and without Bad Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, Gilbert, is there's a lot of allies out there, man, that secretly listen to this shit.
It's crazy. I've met them. I'm just kind of shocked.
Yeah, and it's cool, man. And we don't know how long this ride's going to last. How are our numbers?
Right now, great.
Thank you, fans.
This year, we've been crushing it.
Thank you.
Even more than usual.
Slept wow. Kingdom.
We got tomorrow, right?
Special guest for 300.
Oh, we have a special guest for 300?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
All right. Unhelpful advice?
Sure.
Show. Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
Hey, Tiger Belly family. I was recently offered a role in the musical South Pacific.
Great.
But I think I'll have to turn down the part.
Good.
South Pacific first ran on Broadway in 1949. The musical itself does have historical importance for bringing up topics of attacking racism towards Asians by bad whites. So obviously there's a lot of roles for Asian actors, but where I live, I don't have a large Asian population. And I'm afraid there may be a largely white cast because the theater has... That's just how it is. I'd like to talk about this with the director, but I don't want to just stand in the lobby yelling at him.
Wait.
Hang on. So let's say he's in the middle of fucking bumfuck somewhere where it's mostly white.
All right. So what he's basically saying is that the director's going to... First of all, the director can't cast white people in Asian parts. Well, is that what he's saying?
That's what's happening. Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Well, here, how about we're in the middle of like this very like white town where the closest Asian is 150 miles away?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, why choose South Pacific?
Sound of Music. Yeah, Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
The most, do the whitest thing possible.
Yeah. Xanadu. Whatever. You
like,
know what I mean?
What if you're in Korea and they do Brady Bunch? It's like, choose something else.
That's a great show, though. I would love to see
a Korean Brady Bunch.
You know what Bobby and I want to write? We have talked about...
My name is Brady.
Oi, oi.
Babe, honestly, you and I have to sell our Korean Jetsons idea.
Yeah, yeah. We have one.
We have this. We've been sitting on it for so long.
Korean Jetson.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. Because
okay, yeah.
But hey, dude... You can't do it.
You can't do it.
And if they're going to cast white people for Asian parts, first of all, I can't see any world that that's going to happen. Mm. But if you live in such a small town that they're going to do that, you got to get the fuck away from
it. Wait, I have another option.
And move.
No, don't move.
Don't move.
Record the whole set and send it to us so we can have material to laugh at for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because that is the most absurd thing I have ever heard.
What would be a cool show would be if you reverse the parts.
Like, I don't know.
The white people
about
play
South
the
Pacific.
Asians and the Asians play the white people.
See, that's avant-garde.
But they don't even have Asians to play the white people.
I know. Just don't pick a different play. Tell the director.
South Pacific. You can't play so... South.
But I don't know the play, so I don't know how many Asian parts there are.
I don't know either. Is it like a Pearl Harbor where Josh Hartnett and Harrison Ford, was he in that? was Harrison Ford?
Also, you know what I hate about the movie Pearl Harbor? It was devastating. They were sleeping. I get it. Okay? But it's like they should extend the part two into Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh, that would be intense.
Because it's like, you know, you're seeing one slice of it. It's like, yeah, but look at the second half. The second half is devastating.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like they leave that out. You know, it's like... you ever see the fucking movie? Was it Black Rain?
Which one?
There was a documentary about on HBO. It's like White Something, Black Rain, or something like that. But it's an HBO documentary about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and is fucking brutal, man.
Fucking
brutal,
soul crushing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, people have mutations on their body. It's insane.
That's what happened too. Like, so many people don't know that the Marshallese, like, or the Marshall Islands, because so many of the bombs were tested in that area.
Yeah.
And it's because it didn't compare to like Nagasaki or people that were like a forgotten people. But I watched this documentary about the Marshall Islands when I was in nursing school, and it fucking scarred me to think that this entire island nation was basically debilitated and we didn't even bat an eyelash.
Yeah, and they always say, well, it was the one, you know, there was two bombs ended the war, right? But there's a reason why we never used those bombs in Vietnam, right? Because it's like, it was devastating.
Yeah,
it's like, you can't, right? Anyway.
Dark. So dark.
Thanks for listening to Tiger Belly. How do we end?
Edgelord Millionaire signing out.
Edgelord Millionaire signing out.
And George?
No, I was waiting for you to bring up the parts for in the play, and I was trying to think of like what I would do if I was like, hey, we have a part for you. I know you came in for Private Johnson, but we've got a part for you. Emperor Yakamoto. Like, I'm in the small town. Like, am I, like, getting excited? Like, ooh.
Would you do it, George? You would.
What is the small town?
I think his name is not Yakamoto, by the way.
Yeah.
That's why I was hoping Gilbert would bring this up, but...
is it Hirohito?
Yamamoto, right?
Yamamoto.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if he does decide that this... Here's...
Why are you giving me that glare?
It was a good
because
segue.
Your bit right there kind of ate it.
Babe, what about this?
wait. What you just said kind of ate it in so different ways.
Jules thinks I'm funny.
I know. It's fine. I'm just saying. Jules, you were laughing. You're describing this thing, and you were eating it real bad, and it fell flat. I love you.
I love you too.
Is that me being gaslighting?
No, that's not gaslighting.
What is that?
That's just being an asshole.
That's just being,
oh, I'm an asshole.
You're bullying.
Yeah. Don't ask you're bullying. If you're that's gaslighting. Bullying. That's doubling down.
I'm just gonna go and say, okay, what if this guy, this director in this small, like, well, very, very white town, says, "Bobby, we're gonna fly you out, and we want you to do this community theater thing. We'll pay you $10,000
a day.
No, we just want
no."
And I get to can I make it a documentary?
First of all, if $10,000, I'll probably have to be out there for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I'd probably say no. I'm going to be in, what, Missouri for 2 months? There's no way.
Did Esther ever tell you the story about how HBO basically offered her? It was a special. It was sort of this weird comedy special because Esther has a very long history. She has a big background in theater and dance, right?
Yeah.
So they followed her to go back to her alma mater, her high school,
yeah,
to try out for a play.
Yeah.
And she didn't get in. And then HBO had to end production.
They're
like, well, you didn't get any part, so... And she was, basically everyone was so sure that she would get this part in this play because she's from that school. She's now a celebrity. She's just coming in. It's a big old prank.
I would call the school beforehand and go, listen, I will lose this HBO show.
Yeah.
Not only that, I'll burn everyone down. I'll kill everybody.
I would just donate money to the school.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. Come on. Let's end it.
Okay.
Edgelord Millionaire, sign out.
Hey, Edgelord Millionaire, sign out.
Test.
Oh, really? We aren't on. That's quite convenient, Gilbert, that we aren't rolling for that. Quite convenient.
You already know my truths and my weird quirks. I'm like Zooey Deschanel, but Filipino.
In what world are you Zooey Deschanel? You know that she can sing, right? She's part of a band.
No.
She's got beautiful blue eyes. She's got a petite little face. She is married to an interior designer.
He's our manic pixie dream boy.
I think of her gilly boy. Like New Girl. She has all these weird quirks. And I have like foreskin. And I have...
Foreskin is not a quirk.
It's a quirk. It's a quirk.
So there's a sitcom with you and you and three girls. And you're just going out on the first night and they're taking you in.
And they're like foreskin.
Wow, you're crazy for that.
I really regret all those years I gave you shit about foreskin because my mind has really changed about that.
Wait, what? I don't even know really what your position is.
My position
like in terms of
is,
for or against.
Oh, it's if you well, look for some of you guys, it's too late, right? Your skin's no longer there.
All right, give
for
us the
some of you guys that whose skin is still there. I also am in support of you, yeah. And I like all varieties of cut or uncuts. I just know that the feelings and the sentiments around genital mutilation has changed.
Unless you're a Hasidic Jew.
Or Filipino. Right? So, I'm being more open-minded about that stuff now. And truly, that would have to be like a thing I would really deeply consider if I had a son, I think. Like, what I want. George, what are your thoughts? You don't have to tell us. Well, that's very private.
I forgot. I was with like
no, it's a big, yeah, it was
a group of friends and like yeah. All the wives. I was like making a joke like, oh, I have foreskin. And then like all the wives looked at their husbands. It was like a group of four of us.
Yeah.
All the guys were like, raise their hand. I'm like, holy shit, that's a lot of Asian guys with foreskin.
I love that.
So now we're the foreskin bros. It's crazy.
Is that...
You are quirky.
One Japanese guy.
Wait,
one
what's
Chinese
that writing
dude.
Team with Jessica Gao and Jimmy O Yang?
The Three Crabs Club.
Yeah, Three Crabs Club. No more. It's the Foreskin Club.
Foreskin Bros Club. Yeah. Foreskin. Shout out to Foreskin. Shout out to Calamari. Shout out to all.
Will you let me pinch it?
You can do whatever you want.
How much sensation do you have?
Wait, are you talking
about like the back of your elbow where you can pinch it so hard?
Oh no, it's very sensitive. There's still nerves. You can actually see the what do you like the purple, the blue veins you have on legs?
The varicose veins, the varicosities.
I have micro varicose veins.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All the more reason. It's like there's so much blood flow to that skin and nerves and sensitivity that I'm just like, why would I take that away from my son?
tell me this 3 months ago.
3 months ago, I was like, chop that shit off, George. Don't be one of those.
Look, now you're...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I really have changed my mind. I've learned so much since the beginning of this podcast, and I've just about changed my mind and stance on everything. So if I've said anything like really just like that really bothered you a couple years ago, more than likely I feel the opposite now. I've softened up a bit.
I'm circumcising my son.
I used to. What did I used to?
Yeah, of course.
No, you're supposed to do whatever you have.
Oh, I do?
You match daddy.
That's the whatever they're used to seeing. Like, I don't know. It's like...
God, he's going to get bullied so much in high school.
No, he's not.
School.
What do you think? He just swings his dick around naked in
I
high
swung
school?
My dick around changing in the locker room. I had to like justify. I was just like, ugh. I'm just,
no one told
I tell people I'm just tired.
No one told you you had to take all your clothes off when you took a shit. That's your bad.
That's different because I just don't want the tail of my shirts to get dirty.
Every time you say you have to take a shit, by the way, here in my bathroom, like...
You just picture me naked
in
your
tub. Yeah,
I'm
like, oh, he's fucking naked in there. Again.
Just squatting on a toilet naked. Yeah. I still squat on a toilet to this day. Cindy's like, I'm going to buy you a squatty potty. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I've been doing it this way forever.
Dude, wait, what? Honestly, it's...
If you squat on a regular toilet?
Yeah, yeah. You have to. He's Filipino. I'm not saying Joe Coy does it. I'm just saying.
He does.
But get the one that has the little foot things.
No, here.
In India, they had like the...
Look how fast it is.
Look.
It's you go a three-point prong. Lift and, oh shit! And also, my pants are ripped.
No, if you go like this because you Asian squat on it. Right?
It is.
I know, but in India, they had like the toilet that had both, so you could sit down on it, but then they had a little extension for your feet.
Yeah, that's smart. Also, you know, I know now who broke that fucking toilet seat.
Which one?
The broken toilet seat in the who? Fucking podcast.
Not bathroom. I.
There's only one squatter. And
not
that's
I.
You. You ripped it right off, didn't you?
Not
your
I.
Dirty
I
will, little feet.
You know what? I'll be honest. I have broke in the past two places. I have unhinged the back.
Yeah, I know you have.
I don't actually break it. It just loosens the screws. Because
that's
so
exactly what I had to fix.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was trying to help you with the My Tushy to install it easier.
Well.
Shout out
to My Tushy.
Look, Gil. What I will say is I've never... While you're not a Zooey Deschanel, I do think... that you are a very unique entity.
Thank you.
And that for some strange reason, even though you weren't born in the Philippines like me, you do a lot of things to compensate for your lack of Filipino identity.
Like, I still don't walk over my dad's legs.
Oh, I don't either.
Wait, what's
that? That's so stupid.
You will stop growing.
That's so stupid. The way you said, you'll stop growing.
So if you...
It's my dad used to physically grab me, and be like, "What the like the face of like what the fuck are you doing?" Like that kind of energy when he gets angry, hey, like that. I'm just like, as a kid, I just be like, that, and it was like, walk back over the other way. So I have to jump back over my dad's legs.
And I know a lot of you guys are wondering why would people just be sleeping on the floor?
Because the Filipinos sleep on the floor.
But we just sleep on the floor. It's what we do. We put a tiny little weave. What do you call it? Mat.
Yeah, it's a mat basically, bamboo.
And
mat.
We call it banig.
So like the Korean spa.
Yes, oh, but yeah. I'm telling you, it's the most, after your third day when your bones have settled and you realize that, you know, it's like when you try to kick down a banana tree the first time, it really hurts. But
yeah, you know, when you kick down a banana tree for the first time, George, right? In Michigan, me and Georgia, kicking down banana trees.
So you kick down a banana tree for the first time, you give it a go. It really hurts. But eventually, the nerves on your shins, they deaden, right?
Yeah.
Same thing when you sleep on a banig.
Your body just
eventually, your hip bones, the nerves there, they deaden. And really, it's really a comfortable place to sleep, the floor. So what we're not allowed to do is we're not allowed to skip over or walk over a sleeping person.
Is it anybody or an elder?
And for us, it was anybody.
Oh, so it's okay.
Yeah. You're not supposed to walk over them.
Because you would?
Well, we were told that we would stop, that person would stop growing. But I'm like, my grandma's 89. Like, I hope that she stopped growing.
Yeah, it's a weird superstition. I don't know. Is that only specific to like where you and my dad are from? In Mindanao? Or is it like a more national, like, don't step over your elders. They'll shrink.
I mean, I think I think it's all the islands. Like the same, like, don't sleep with your hair wet. You'll wake up blind.
Blind, yeah.
You know, like fun little fears they try to instill in you. Or would they say, like, when you get lice?
I don't know.
They say that the lice will like lift you to a different dimension.
What is this, Interstellar?
Like they grab you by your hair and you get lifted. So like they're like, don't get lice or else like, you know, you'll be taken to a different dimension. I'm like, oh, okay.
Speaking of Filipino, shout out to my dad was telling me about this. Netflix has this like Filipino.
Yeah,
I didn't know so many people love it.
It's really good.
Is it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a, I think it's like, which is like a Filipino comic book that Netflix bought and like has this amazing show and people are like obsessed with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And the people who have voiced over is Liza Soberano, who is like an actress in the Philippines, mm-hmm. Nicole Scherzinger.
She's in,
what's her name?
I wish you were famous earlier.
Shay Mitchell.
That would have been great if you were on it. That would have been crazy.
Yeah, but watch Trece. I hear it's really good. I haven't watched it yet, but I meant to fucking talk about it and with Steve and Sarah during the Filipino episode.
Do you have any shout outs? Top of your head?
I have some reverse shout outs.
Do you guys have reverse shout outs for certain folks?
But George is giving me he's shooting lasers my way.
George, do you have any normal shout outs that are positive and uplifting? Shout out to the fifth.
Did I shout out the guy that recognized me playing frisbee golf at the Chavez Ridge?
George.
Or did I just say that in private to you guys? Shout out to, I didn't catch your name because you didn't say your name, but to you. You know who you are.
Shout out to a group of Filipinos that said they love Bobby and Kalala and then said, oh, yeah, you too, Gilbert, at Quarters. Great.
Oh,
love that family.
Is Quarters open again?
They're open, yeah.
But
everything is outside still.
Oh, no, I ate inside at Parks.
Ooh.
And I ate outside at Chosun.
Look at you.
Being a fucking social butterfly again.
Does it feel good?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, is your anxiety still very high inside?
Yeah, I come home and I scald my skin. But while I'm out there in the world.
But at least the food is.
While I'm out there in the world, I sure put on a brave face. Nothing affects me.
Just tears.
Today, this morning, Bob, I was in bed and he comes over me and he's like, oh, you look so relaxed. Because I was just tucked in like this, but I was just like staring off, right? He's like, oh, you look so relaxed. And then he touches my hands.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God. He's like, you're physically dying. And my hands were cold and clammy. My feet were cold and clammy. My body was stiff. And he was like, I don't think that people realize how much you physically suffer in silence. And he was like, what are you thinking about? And I was just in bed and I had thoughts. But the realization that like I'm so tense and so bottled up and so sweaty for most of the day is something that most people would never assume of me. Mm-hmm. But you guys, like my anxiety is so bad.
Ugh.
It's so bad. Like when I'm supposed to be relaxing, I'm not. Like I feel like I'm dying, you guys.
Well, that's a sad shout out. Your pain you're living with.
Reverse shout out to myself.
I just learned some new breathing techniques from this book, Breathe, which is all about how like modern society, we don't breathe correctly. We don't breathe through our nose anymore.
Yeah, I mean, in yoga, you take any yoga class or with a good yoga instructor, unless you're doing cleansing breaths, from beginning to end, you should be breathing only from your nose. But I have a collapsed nasal passages.
All right, shout out to that too.
So you see this?
You talking about George?
You see it? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I'm only seeing, is only one side doing it? Isn't that normal? Oh, no, mine doesn't do that.
No. So I have collapsed passages. So when I breathe in, no air is coming through one side.
Mm-hmm.
It pinches close. So I am technically a mouth breather. But I try, even with limited stuff coming through my nose, I still try to breathe in yoga. I turn blue.
Another reverse shout out to that.
Do you see it, Gil?
No, I see it now. I can't do that. You can't either, probably. Oh, wow. That's
collapsed.
I'm sorry about your life.
And I just learned how important it is to breathe through your nose. I'm not gonna share that to anybody now.
Because some people are like, collapsed, whatever.
That's okay. I also am going to be deaf in 10 years. But
Jesus.
Swimmer's ear, guys. Totally
normal. You know what's so sad is when I was watching you on Christina's podcast.
My eyelash was falling off.
Not the eyelash. That was wonderful. That was a hilarious bit that you purposely did.
I watched it. I was like, I gotta shut it off.
My initial thought was like looking at it, and then you had headphones on. I was like, oh, she's suffering right now. Her TMJ is. I'm like, Claude, take the fucking headset off.
Yeah, but I
your own headset.
I cannot not follow rules when I'm in other people's homes.
I get it.
You know, I want to be always polite. By the way, that's who my shout out goes out to is Mama Pajitsky. I fucking love her.
She's great.
Shout out to your baby Hungarian bones. I hope they heal soon. And you're still strong like bull. And I can't wait to see your battle scars. And I can't. I honestly, like, she's like my idol. She does podcasts with so much ease. She's so nice. She's so much love in her heart. She's so funny. I want to be her. She's the best.
My favorite guest. Mm. Only time anyone's ever called me the Filipino James Dean. And I still hold on to that. Yeah.
Also a great liar, apparently.
No, she's not a liar. She tells the truth. Also, I'm quirky.
But what else? I think that's it. That's all I have to say today. Can I leave now?
You may leave. But while you leave, we'll give you the walkout of saying the sponsors and thanking them. George, get that up.
Yep. Thanks again to our sponsors, ZipRecruiter, BetterHelp, Freshly, Hims, and Manscaped. You can try ZipRecruiter for free.
Free?
This web address, ZipRecruiter.com/belly. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
If you want to start living a happier life, George Kimmel, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month free.
No,
that's a lie because I'm a liar. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/belly.
Stop stressing about dinner. Go to Freshly.com/belly for $40 off your first two orders.
Today, Hims is giving you their best offer yet, George Kimmel. If you're not happy with your results after 90 days, Hims will give you a full refund. And right now, our listeners can get their first visit absolutely free. That's what I meant to say earlier. Go to forhims.com/belly. That's forhims.com/belly.
Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer, Gilbert Monong, and shine with Manscaped.
Ew.
Get 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/belly.
Manong?
He says Manning. Manning. Like Peyton Manning. It's Manong. Like every time he asks, because doesn't Siri go like, call Gil Manong or something like that?
Well, no, the only reason I pronounce it incorrectly is so that I talk to Siri. I pronounce Andres' name incorrectly because of Siri.
Andres?
Yeah. Andres Rosend. Rosend. And then
what is it, Rosende?
Yeah.
Rosende.
And then call, hey Siri, call Gilbert Manning.
I guess you can still say your name, call live.
Can you start calling me Manong from now on?
I'll say Manong.
Please, I feel very, I earned it over the years, maybe.
You want to be called Manong?
Ate is sweet.
You're just cool, though. That's why I say it. I associate it with cool.
Ate, yeah. Ate is cute.
Like, I call your mom auntie.
But I want to be Manong from now on.
Manong.
Yeah.
Is there like a cool thing to follow up or just Manong?
Manong K. You can say Man, just hang on the A a little longer. Manong. Manong. Yeah.
I feel more comfortable saying Manong. Just your shoulders. I see your shoulders. I go, Manong. Dare I say Lolo?
So you call my sister Kuya?
Kuya. I'm like, Kuya shoulders? What's up?
Dude, on the fucking Trash Tuesday episode, oh my God. Did you guys see my show? If anyone doubted that I had swimmer or like linebacker shoulders.
Yeah, Phelps. Yeah. I thought you were the NFL player that came out. That's how.
Someone said he was like, it's a swimsuit episode. Why are you wearing a scuba suit? I was like, oh, that's all I wear.
You should wear a scuba suit on one episode one day.
Gladly. I have plenty.
Exactly. Yeah. Shout out to Kalila's male body and Kawinda's body. Here's a clip of them hitting mitts. This is Kalila hitting mitts. Oh, George, sorry, you hate when I do this and I point to fake imagery.
Do not pose that. That is embarrassing.
I have to. It's okay. The cross, she has a strong cross. I'll put that out there.
Let me just say, no one is allowed to put any of that footage up until I perfect my form.
Oh, God, perfectionist. See, that's what happens. What did George say? Perfection is your worst enemy. What
it's
is it?
The enemy of progression.
Of good. Oh. Perfect is the enemy of good.
Manong.
Yeah, all right.
All right, guys, that's our podcast. Day. Follow your favorite Manong at Calamity K. Follow George at George_Kimmel. Where can they follow Bobby? Oh, BobbyLeeLive.com should be up and working soon, I think. It's been down.
Hey, my responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby, take care of your website. You can follow him at BobbyLeeLive for all his updates. Are we doing that show too? Is that really, was that a joke? Are we doing
what is
it?
That?
You're hosting on Tuesday?
Look, guys.
I'll do it when you do it, but we can also make it like in 3 weeks or something.
I make some impulsive decisions, and the truth is the amount of sweat that would escape my body performing in a 600-person room would dehydrate me to the point of death.
Can you? I kind of want to do it if we all do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because
I've got some killer futon jokes that need to make a comeback.
Look, you're fine, dude.
You know, we should all share calendars, right?
Yeah.
Everything that comes up, improv, George's calendar.
Oh my god, yeah.
Improv at 7.
That's on you guys?
Improv class.
I had to skip.
I always tell him, I'm like, George, you're putting your personal stuff on the Tiger Belly calendar.
Something about Argentina last week.
Yeah, that you saw that. I was like, are we filming Argentina?
Las pelotas, che.
Dude, I thought you'd check this. Anyways,
it goes to whatever I put on last. It automatically goes to the
if
last calendar.
If you guys want to know what George is up to this upcoming week,
I wanted to get back
up.
Into soccer.
I will gladly share his calendar.
Yeah, it's like Thursday, day sex with wife. Like, hey man, take that off. Be more impulsive with her. She'll find it romantic. Follow George on Tiger.
We already did that. Okay. Merch update.
Merch. Guys, merch is coming out soon. Follow the social medias for some dates. But here's a sneak peek of what some of it may look like. This will be a limited run. So once again, guys, do not miss this. This merch will exist only in this moment. So make sure you get it. Or you'll have to buy it off someone on eBay. And that's very difficult to do. Follow me at Gilbits. If you like MMA, I sometimes do a little fun podcast called We Out Here MMA with some of my MMA friends. And we love you so much. And also send your questions to adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. We'll see you at our special 300th episode next week.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're telling them about that?
Just telling them. We talked about it. I don't know who the guest is. All I know is the special 300th episode. There we go. We love you guys. Bye.